T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8:01. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, September 10th. We're taking a look at 9/11 observances across the nation.
A Wichita businessman is accused of COVID relief fraud. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Yesterday we hit 90 for the high in Wichita, and today we heat up even more. Our complete forecast for the rest of the weekend coming up in just a few minutes.
Currently in Wichita, mostly sunny, it is 68 degrees. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley will host a 9/11 observance ceremony at the Pentagon tomorrow.
An American flag will be unfurled at sunrise on the west side of the Pentagon, where the hijacked American Airlines Flight 77 crashed, killing 184 people. A ceremony will be held at 9 a.m. at the National 9/11 Pentagon Memorial in Arlington. Because of coronavirus restrictions, the memorial is not open to the public this year. President Biden will visit the Pentagon, Ground Zero in New York, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania to observe the 20th anniversary of the deadliest terror attacks on U.S. soil. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
A federal grand jury has indicted a Wichita businessman and a former state representative on charges that he defrauded federal, state, and local agencies of more than $450,000 in COVID-19 business recovery funds.
According to court documents, 43-year-old Michael Capps is accused of submitting false and fraudulent documents on behalf of the companies he owns or represents to the Small Business Administration for economic injury disaster loans, as well as the Kansas Department of Commerce for small business working capital grants, and to Sedgwick County for a Sedgwick County CARES grant. Capps, a former Kansas lawmaker, also allegedly sent false and fraudulent documents to Emprise Bank to receive a Payroll Protection Program loan. The grand jury indicted him on 19 counts, including wire fraud, bank fraud, and money laundering. A court date has not yet been set. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Three Sedgwick County Sheriff's detention deputies were assaulted by an inmate armed with a makeshift metal knife. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Colonel Jared Schechter tells KSN News it happened after 10 o'clock Wednesday night. Two corporals and a deputy were escorting a 56-year-old man to his cell when the inmate produced a metal shank and swung it at the deputy.
Didn't actually make full contact with him, but he slashed at them, and then there was a struggle that ensued, trying to get the weapon away from him and fighting with the inmate in order to gain control of him.
Once the inmate was restrained, he was evaluated by clinic staff, then hospitalized, later came back to the jail. Two of the deputies did sustain injuries to their hands. The inmate has been in custody for the past 6 months. He's currently being held on charges of attempted second-degree murder, aggravated domestic battery, aggravated battery, and cruelty to animals. The school board in Los Angeles voting to require children over the age of 12 to be vaccinated against COVID this year.
The vote was unanimous.
And Ms. Gonas?
Yes.
A yes for Ms. Gonas. The item passes.
Thank you.
The board voted to require children over the age of 12 to be fully vaccinated by mid-December. Those engaged in sports need to be vaccinated by the end of next month. Some parents spoke out against this during public comments, including Spanish speaker Carla Franca, whose testimony was interpreted for the board.
I'm not going to allow you to experiment with my children. For years, animals have been experimented on, and it seems like now that's not permitted, and you're going to experiment with the young children? No way.
The superintendent said this decision is backed by science and that more kids are being hospitalized now with COVID due to the Delta variant. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A plan in Kansas to allocate $50 million in federal relief funding to retention incentives for nurses and frontline workers has stalled because of top Republican legislators' concerns about which hospitals would receive the money and how that money would be spent.
The bipartisan Pandemic Response Advisory Task Force delayed approving the proposal and expects to meet again to consider a revised version of the plan. The retention incentives would be capped at $13 an hour and $25,000 a year to comply with federal requirements. Workers would need to have been hired at a hospital as of September to qualify for the retention pay. House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. said the proposal wouldn't give enough flexibility to hospital administrators to decide how to spend the funds. Senate President Ty Masterson's proposal to make hospitals with vaccine mandates ineligible for retention incentives failed on a 5-2 vote.
That's Steve Olinghouse with a story from the Kansas Information Network. Zebras on the loose. KNSS News Time is 8:06.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The government is trying to explain why prices for meat are going up.
The sound of the fans and the compressors inside the meat locker at Whittingham & Sons Meats in suburban Chicago. The administration blaming for the high price of beef the big four beef processors, which now process 82% of the beef that comes out of the U.S. The administration says the meat processors now are generating record profits, and I quote them now, that those profits are coming at the expense of consumers, farmers, and ranchers. Rich Whittingham, though, says you're not seeing more profits, though, are you?
Not at all. Not at all. I think the administration should look at themselves before they start blaming everybody else.
At Whittingham & Sons Meats in Alsip, Illinois, I'm Jeff Flock, Fox News.
Well, you don't see zebras running around Maryland all that often. Except for right now.
At least five of these zebras escaped from a private farm and were seen out and about by residents in Upper Marlboro last week, grazing in a field. Local media reports the Prince George's County Animal Control is setting up a feeding station to try and lure and corral the animals. Fox 5 DC says these zebras have been around for a little bit, as the station got a call about them at the end of August and again this week. Zebras are legal to own in the state of Maryland, just in case you're wondering. John Saucier, Fox News.
It's 8:11 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Now, the gasoline prices here in Wichita, the high end is still around $2.89 a gallon. It is also still easy enough out there to find some lower gasoline prices, including gasoline prices up in Park City still, $2.69, 61st Street North and I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Hey, let's take a look at our weather forecast heading into a hot weekend. Here's meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We are clear and warm here across south central Kansas, but temperatures really heat up as we go into the afternoon. Our high 97, and south winds will be a bit gusty late today. Clear tonight, Tarlo near 70. Another breezy day on Saturday with a high 97, 95 on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
currently in Wichita. We have a breeze out of the south. We're under a mostly sunny sky. It is 68 degrees here on this Friday morning. But it is going to get super hot. We can get up in the upper 90s by the time the day gets going. It is 8:12 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Friday morning. Kids back in school. Christmas decorations are in stores. That's right. It's time to think about New Year's Eve plans.
Sure it is.
CBS has announced the lineup for its special New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash.
Plan early, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Performers include Jason Aldean, one of the favorites of Steve McIntosh.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Kelsey Ballerini, Dierks Bentley, Brooks and Dunn, Luke Bryan, Dan and Shay, Miranda Lambert, Darius Rucker, Blake Shelton, Zach Brown Band, among others.
Yeah.
There you go. So now we know what all, now we know what all the country music people are doing on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It'll be on CBS. Federal health officials are delaying a decision on whether to snuff out a major e-cigarette brand. Food and Drug Administration holding off its ruling on Juul, a popular vaping brand for adults and many teens. Parents, politicians, anti-tobacco advocates have been pushing the FDA for years to ban Juul products, which deliver high doses of nicotine. But the agency says it needs more time to rule. Meanwhile, the FDA has rejected applications for nearly 950,000 e-cig and related products, mostly because of their potential appeal to teens. So, Fed is still delaying that decision on a popular e-cig brand. The NFL season officially began last night in Tampa Bay. Defending Super Bowl champion Buccaneers hosted the Dallas Cowboys. But a second kind of kickoff took place in Arizona. Oh. Arizona's first sports betting operations officially opened for business in time for the first game. Bettors may place live wagers on college and pro sports online in Arizona and at retail locations in Phoenix, all made possible by a new law approved last spring. Arizona joins more than half of the states now in the U.S. allowing sports betting, just 3 years after it was allowed by the Supreme Court. The state hopes to bring in tens of millions of dollars in annual revenue from legalized gambling. So Arizona has joined the list of places where you can do all sorts of sports gambling. It's 8:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, the Super Bowl was 7 months ago, and here we are. A new season is now on tap for the conference champion Kansas City Chiefs. And we'll get after it every Friday morning at this time with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Please welcome Mitch Holtis. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. It is Red Friday.
Yay!
I know you're feeling it, yes, around Wichita. We felt I'm in at the Hy-Vee in the Northland here, one of about the 15 stops I'm going to make today. But it's awesome. It's a celebration of more than football. It's a celebration of our whole region and why we love living here. It's the same feeling I had in the Super Bowl parade, where you see all race, creeds, and colors, all ages and shapes and sizes, rural and urban, all come together. It's an exciting day as we get ready for this game against Cleveland on Sunday.
And much more than the season opener, we can talk about how well the Chiefs have played in season openers and in the month of September in recent years. KC has been so proficient at getting the seasons off to a good start.
And again, it's a little bit of our training camp reports. Andy Reid does a superb job of preparing his teams to play. In September, under Andy Reid, in the 8 years, they have 20 wins and 5 losses. And in the opening weekend of the season, they have 7 wins and 1 loss in the 8 years under Andy Reid. That is only matched by the Green Bay Packers. So this has been the best team in September under Andy Reid in the NFL. It's been the best team in December under Andy Reid in the NFL. So, yes, this team is very well prepared.
The Cleveland Browns, a program that and a franchise that for years and years struggled to find anything to get a foothold, but they seem to be on the right track right now.
Honestly, it is like, and I don't know if you've had the tire that you go, oh gosh, low tire, but I'll put some air in it. And then, okay, next day, oh, low tire, I guess I'll put some air in it. And you do that for about 15 days till you realize maybe I ought to get a new tire, get the tire fixed. And that's what Cleveland has done. Instead of just kind of, you know, stumbling and bumbling around with Kevin Stefanski, his hiring, he was 16 years with the Vikings, and he is prepared for this. They have a good staff. They have a good team, and they've helped their defense. They added 7 new starters on defense And they've got some outstanding players on offense with Baker Mayfield. And then you look at Nick Chubb, the running back, Kareem Hunt, the former Chief running back, Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, this is a really good offensive line, something the best offensive line in the league. So this is a very formidable foe here to open the 2021 season.
Yep, and a rematch from the playoffs against the Browns 8 months ago at Arrowhead.
Yeah, just a little over 200 days these guys played each other, but so many changes. I mentioned the seven new starters on defense for Cleveland. The Chiefs have also made a bunch of changes. We've chronicled those over the past month with you and Steve. But the Chiefs, structurally, personnel, they've done a lot of changing. So if you think it's going to be like the game in January, I think you'll be sorely mistaken. Just a lot of new with these two teams.
What are we looking for from the Chiefs personnel-wise? Is everybody good to go, or are there some, or are there going to be some holes on opening day?
The biggest one is Tyrann Mathieu.
Right.
We don't know yet. I mean, we're sitting here at a little past 8 o'clock on this Red Friday, and you can hear my percussion group over here banging away with our pep rally. But honestly, we'll wait throughout the day to try to get a word if Tyrann Mathieu has cleared COVID protocol. Yes, he did test positive a while back, so he's put on the COVID list, but he has to test negative twice in a 24-hour period to be cleared to play. Right now, he would be the only guy. Now, Willie Gay Jr. is on IR. He's going to miss this game in the next couple of weeks. But the big one for this one and waiting today, and we don't know yet, is Tyrann Mathieu and COVID-19.
Of course, the Chiefs get to open up at Arrowhead, and that's special as well. Is it after a COVID year in which crowds were limited and things were weird last year, trying to get back to some sense of normalcy in the National Football League this season?
We talked about it last night. We actually had the ribbon cutting of the new Hall of Honor, which is spectacular. When you get back up here, you got it. It's a must-see. And by the way, if anybody's listening and coming to the game on Sunday, get here early.
Yeah.
Get here early. There's reduced staff because of COVID restrictions. And if people are waiting, if they get caught in traffic, they may miss the first quarter. So it's a 3:25 start. No excuse to get here late. But get here early. Pass the word around the folks in Wichita and the environs thereof, because we have many, many listening that come to the games. All right, that being said, there is a huge level of excitement of getting that place full again and roaring. It has been since the AFC Championship game of 2019 when the Chiefs beat the Titans, since they have had a full house. And they're going to have a full house plus for this game. This feels like a playoff game. People have waited for this moment of, hey, let's go get Arrowhead going at full throttle. And it's just this festive feeling that that place is going to be loud and louder.
The Browns and the Chiefs, season opener for Kansas City. It's at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday afternoon. Game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. You can hear it all live with Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs broadcast team right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And for the first time in many months, I must ask you, Mitch Holtis, how does this matchup between the Chiefs and the Browns and the season opener somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Wichita State Kansas City Chiefs Shocker football marching band update?
I think we've got the old Shocker marching band out here, at least the percussion group playing for us. But this one is so obvious. You're going to take your palm of your hand and slap it against your forehead. And thanks to the folks at American Ag Credit Research Department, led by Jenny Bracken, that came up with this one. You know, the Chiefs are going to start five new offensive starters in this game. And so it reminds you, I know, and me, on this Red Friday morning, of an old number 70 for the Shockers in 1953, because he was in his first year of eligibility, and he got thrown right into the fire. And, of course, it's Twiggs O'Toole, number 70. Twiggs O'Toole on the offensive line. You remember Twiggs, not to be confused with Patches O'Houlihan from Dodgeball, right? Twiggs O'Toole, old number 70, had to be on the offensive line playing the evil Tulsa Golden Hurricane, who had beaten the Shocks 12 out of 13 times. And they had a 10-0 lead on the heavy underdog Shocks until Twiggs O'Toole, old number 70, young offensive lineman, said, "Follow me, boys." And they turned the game around and gave Jack Mitchell a 19-10 victory. They carried Jack Mitchell off the field at Veterans Stadium in front of a crowd of 12,000. But guess who carried him off? Yes, Twiggs O'Toole. So you can't have a Twiggs O'Toole if you don't have a team. And so bring it back for old number 70, Twiggs O'Toole, the Shockers version of Patches O'Houlihan.
All right, Mitch, we're glad to be with you on Friday mornings. We're looking forward to your call on Sunday. And as always, now that we get the season underway, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Theodore, and thank you, Twiggs O'Toole.
All right. That is our Friday morning report with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, right here with Stephen Ted and KNSS, brought to you by American Ag Credit. It is 8:23 with Stephen Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for traffic and weather. And was the president spending time attacking Americans? The Sean Hannity Morning Minute coming up on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.